You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One asked the other, "So what do you do for a living?" And he said, "I'm a theologian." And the other person sort of very snubbishly replied, "Well, I guess you can sum up all religion with just the phrase, love others as yourself." And so the gentleman who was a theologian asked the other gentleman, "What do you do for a living?" He said, "I'm an astronomer." And the theologian said, "Well, I guess you can sum up all astronomy with just a little phrase, twinkle, twinkle, little star." This is Catechetical Sunday here in the United States in the Catholic Church, a Sunday that we acknowledge all those and commission those who share the faith with others. You don't have to be a great theologian to be a catechist. A catechist is someone who simply reflects the faith to others in word and in deed. Jesus, of course, was a great teacher or catechist, if you will. He taught by using stories that we call parables. Today's parable is one that is probably a bit confusing to all of us. Exactly what is the message that Jesus is trying to present to us, trying to teach us? Essentially, the parable is about stewardship. We hear a lot about stewardship in the church today. And I think we take a closer look at this parable, today's gospel, about the unfaithful steward, we might get a better insight into what stewardship is all about. Jesus tells us this unfaithful steward was summoned by his master to give an account of his stewardship and discovered to be squandering his master's property. Just like this steward who had been entrusted by his master with his property, so too God, our master, entrusts us with God's wealth and blessings, our time, our talent, and our treasure. But yet sometimes, like that unfaithful steward in the parable, we too can be more concerned about taking care of ourselves than we are about being good stewards of God's abundant gifts. Faithful stewardship is a way of life that always puts God first and not mammon. For as Jesus himself teaches us today, we cannot serve two masters. We are all stewards, that is, caretakers of God's abundant blessings. They are not our property, they belong to God, and God has entrusted them to us. Like the steward in today's parable, we too will be called to give an accounting of our stewardship to the master. And so today's parable challenges us to ask ourselves, if the master called us in today, how would we fare? When the unfaithful steward in today's parable had his misconduct discovered, he had a wake-up call. He knew he had to take immediate action, and he began to court the favor of his master's debtors by reducing their debt with the hope that they would eventually take care of him after he had been fired. For in those days, there was no unemployment insurance, no welfare, no Social Security or disability or any other financial safety net. He knew he was in big trouble. And so he knew he needed to take some quick and decisive action. And that's why Jesus commends him, because he took quick and decisive action, indeed dishonest action. And so Jesus is not commending that, but is saying this man had a wake-up call and he responded. And then he goes on to say, if we would only deal with spiritual things in the way that people deal with worldly things, how are we doing spiritually? When we realize that we aren't always living a life that puts God first, do we take quick and decisive action to make a change, to make an adjustment? or do we continue to linger on in mediocrity or poor spiritual health? Certainly, we know that when we have serious financial problems or relationship problems, we take immediate action. But what about when we have spiritual trouble or crisis? Do we take decisive and immediate action? Pope Francis reminds us that we are to be people of joy, and that joy comes from putting God first in our lives. If we find that we do not have much genuine joy in our life, that should be a wake-up call for us, that something is awry, that we need to make an adjustment, a change. Maybe today's parable can be a wake-up call for us that gets our attention to make some significant changes in our life, in our stewardship. Pope Francis also constantly reminds us that the church is like a field hospital on a battlefield, there to help anyone who needs hope or spiritual healing. And he reminds us, as St. Pope John the 23rd did, that the church is not a haven for the saved. It is like a hospital for the sick. And that's why we as church have the sacrament of reconciliation. That's why we as a parish have Acts retreats. This is why our parish will have another Catholic revival beginning 2 weeks from tomorrow. This is why we have a parish library to provide opportunities for continuing spiritual growth and renewal. This is why our parish has Eucharistic adoration every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. here in our reservation chapel. This is why we will have another ministry fair in just about 6 weeks. And every year, we invite everyone to renew their stewardship of their time, talent, and treasure. This is why we have a multitude of ministry opportunities in our parish. And this is why we gather here each and every Sunday to take decisive action to keep ourselves in good spiritual health by taking good spiritual medicine that restores us to a life that always puts God first. Today we give thanks to God for Joe and Debbie Murphy for 25 years as husband and wife. They have lived a life of faithfulness, of always putting God first in their lives. And that's why their marriage has been so successful, because they recognize to have a happy marriage, it takes not just two, but three, a third partner, who is God, inviting God to be part of our lives so we can find the joy that God has created us for. And this is ultimately what stewardship, being a faithful and trustworthy steward, is all about. Living a life where we seek to serve only one master, the Lord God of all. For indeed, we do believe that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.